Yes, let's record. So we're going to call the meeting to order. Madam Treasurer, if you could call the order.
You're going to need to speak up.
We're going to call the meeting to order.
Dr. Good?
Present.
Mr. Nagy?
Yes.
Drawer?
Here.
DeAngelis absent. Ms. Fenn?
Present. We're going to stand for a moment of silence in the Pledge of Allegiance. The flag is behind you to the left. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay, we have a motion to adopt the agenda.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Fenn?
Yes.
Good?
Yay.
Nagy?
Yes.
Drawer?
Yes. There's a motion for approval of the minutes. So a resolution to approve the minutes of the regular board meeting of February 11th, 2019, a copy which is attached hereto and incorporated herein. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Second?
Fenn?
Yes.
Good?
Yay.
Nagy?
Yes.
Drawer?
Yes. Resolution to approve the minutes for the board work session of February 25th, 2019, a copy which is attached hereto and incorporated herein.
So moved.
Second?
Good.
Yay.
Nagy?
Yes.
Drawer?
Yes.
Fenn?
Yes.
And Mr. Superintendent, if we could have you give us a report update.
Yeah, and front of you, got some information today that Shafrath will be able to report to you regarding. One is RISI. We received several quotes, went through our purchasing co-ops to get quotes, and we're going to recommend approval for RISI to install the new freezer that is broken here at CIS. And also, Mr. Shafrath has done the legwork in putting together our policy regarding charges and where we should be. We have to have one by law here in board policy. So, Chrissy, if you want to kind of take the floor on both those.
First, the freezer cooler is for the intermediate school. The freezer is completely broken, has a common wall with our cooler, so you have to replace the whole thing. And it's the original one from 74, so it's just. And the health department, like, get it out of there, so that's the freezer. And then the policy for the charging is because I guess in July 1st of 17 we're supposed to have this in effect, and now I'm getting audited Wednesday, and the state told me I have to have it in effect, and she said that she understands I have to have the reading and everything, so it just makes everybody on the same page. All the cashiers, parents, everybody will know what the charge policy is, so that children are allowed to charge and children will never not be allowed to have a lunch. It's just to let them know where their limit is and when I will be calling them and when I will send them a letter home. But it hasn't really changed. It's just in writing now, according to what I have to do by the state. So that's all it is.
Thank you.
Mr. Rodriguez and Ms. Plant cannot be here tonight. They are actually interviewing candidates tonight for the head football position, and so they'll be interviewing these next two nights, and so they're taking care of that tonight. Mrs. Hughes is here from Hazel Harvey, and Mrs. Ollinger is here from CIS with their updates.
You go first. Right now, Kindness Hub is working on knot blankets that are being donated to Wayne County Children's Services for any children who are put into foster care. They were donating, I think, about 50 blankets. So last week, third grade and fifth grade worked on it, and then this Wednesday, fourth and sixth grade will work on blankets. And then I just want to give a big congratulations. On March 29th, Hunter Sen, one of our sixth graders, is participating in the National Geography Bee. So he was our first place winner here at school out of the 10 kids that were allowed to participate, and this is grades 4 through 8. And then he had to test online, and he had to score within the top percentile to be able to make it to the National Geography Bee. So on March 29th, he will be at Winchester Elementary School, which is a few hours away from here. And very, very proud of him and the effort he put in, because primarily, I think there's one fourth grader, a few sixth graders, and the rest are seventh and eighth. So it's quite an accomplishment for him.
At Hazel Harvey, we just recently had another family event. Some of you were there and participated, both running stations, or were there participating with family members, and were just enjoying and engaging as a participant. So that was another very successful evening. It was our family literacy night, where everything was based on reading, writing, and anything literacy. So we kicked off the day with a visit from a local author and illustrator. He's based out of Aurora, and we've had nothing but positive feedback, and we'd love to have him come back in other capacities. So that was wonderful to build another local partnership. We are hoping to have another, end of the year event with families, and we would like to make sure that we include all sorts of content areas, but make it just a fun year-end event where we will have a buy one get one book fair set up for that event as well. Another kind of neat activity that's going on right now is for our second grade students. It was by invitation, and it is an after-school event. It's Camp Invention, so we have two staff members that have been facilitating that, Jessica Wirtz and Heidi Brudigam. And they have transformed our one empty classroom, which was habitated last year by a fourth grade teacher and students. And it now looks like a medieval time, essentially. They've turned it into a castle, and they've been doing lots of neat different experiments after school within that classroom. So that's been another fun activity going on for us at school. So that's kind of the last snippet just over the past month, but more to come. So I enjoy giving you these updates. Thanks.
And I was, thank you for inviting me to Literacy Night. It was a blast. And the students love the author. They were still talking about it in the evening. The parents are going, what, huh? And the kids were so enjoying it so much. So I think that is a wonderful program that you're doing there.
Yeah,
the kids were so excited. They just wanted to make public and let's go, and parents were enthused, and I heard several very positive comments about this is such a neat program that Chippewa is doing, and it was nice to be able to say, this is, you know, Mrs. Hughes, this is who's doing it. It was very nice.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Two things kind of came out from the village. It's more of an informational piece. One, Church Street is going to be closing. They're going to be working on, be down to one lane as they're working on a water line. And that will start March 13th, and it will have an impact on our busing a little bit for those 2 weeks while they're doing that down the one lane. So I know that bus drivers are aware. I know that Lori's aware, and so they'll make the, you know, transition there. In your board notes, I sent you the State Route 85 Eastern Road intersection. That's an improvement project. That has no impact on our busing. We don't have any buses across there or turn on the Eastern Road either way. We use the exit down below. But for those that don't know, you will not be able to turn left or right. You actually have to go by, and they call it a Michigan U. Mm-hmm. You actually drive by, and then you turn around and head back in the other direction. You always will make a right-hand turn on the Eastern Road. So you actually go by the intersection. It's totally closed, and you get into a U-turn lane, so to speak, and you turn back around. And because of the trucks that do cut up through there, and Norton does have buses, the lane is actually widened a little bit bigger. So I got to see the model display on that. So we're well aware of both of the things, and we'll make the adjustments with that. One of the things we did do, from the middle school, we did not hire an assistant principal here at CIS. And so I've talked about the realignment of the administrative staff. And so what I have and put in front of you there is the job description for a first reading for the director of instruction. With the other changing requirements for licensure, the requirements, you know, with our LPDC, the grants aren't available, having somebody dedicated to those areas to be able to maintain those. will be highly productive. And then also with their main job in terms of being curriculum alignment all the way through. Their biggest focus would be on a pre-K 6 up through, if you start to get in, algebra's algebra. Their state standards 4, and it's, you know, the lot of alignment that comes through is to where they start. So we'd have a person that would be directly responsible for state testing, writing grants, getting stuff on their website to help parents and kids regarding, you know, the curriculum instruction, being able to research materials that are out there. Right now, a lot of teachers are doing all their own research to match up, where this, you know, person would be able to actually be in the front of it and do some of the research and bring in the materials that they could actually work with and make sure that they aligned all the way through the district. So what I have there is the, you know, first reading for that, give you a chance to read through that, and we can, now we get a month, you know, if we have to have corrections or you have questions about it, that you can get back in touch with me regarding those. Also, I made two quick copies. And Mrs. McLeister and Mrs. Knight, choir and band director, they also do the plays. We had the auditorium built that did not have steps attached to it. And so there was always a plan to, somewhere down the road to do that. So we did have, they have contacted me. They do have a booster club and a gentleman that's qualified to build these. And what you see is their sketch as to what they're looking to build. And the booster club would then donate that to the district with that piece, and we'd have those steps. Now, obviously, I'm having a walkthrough tomorrow with the insurance company. They're coming through. I will point that out and have the sketch for them that we're planning on having these things. As we go through all of our facilities tomorrow with the walkthroughs with the insurance companies, they'll hit the points that we need to address and what needs to be fixed or and adjusted on that piece. And so that's the informational piece. Go from there. They haven't started the construction on it yet, so they're getting everything together. But that would be something that support group would take care of for the district. So it would be a very nice addition.
Did you say the sports group?
The support group.
The support group. Oh, I'm sorry.
So I'm in between. It's the fine arts.
Okay, so, got it.
Got it.
Thank you. So sorry. Before we leave, I have a question. Since our lady chips are going to Columbus on Thursday, and you so graciously handled a lot of kerfuffles of making sure people know ahead of time, you know, that school, we want people in Columbus cheering these girls on. Is there a student bus going?
Yes, I believe they're trying to get the bus together. Chaperones is usually the big thing with getting people that would be willing to chaperone. You're trying to get teachers to get on the bus with that. Some want to go with their families and what have you, but getting our staff members on the bus to be a chaperone is
well, since where everybody
they're at now.
Has the day off.
Okay. Yes, they have the day off.
I've asked for my personal day, yes. I've asked. I haven't been granted yet. So, all right.
So, if granted, you're going to be a chaperone?
Of course.
All right.
Miss those girls in Columbus. I was there in 2015. I want to go again.
The chaperone, I believe Mr. Rodriguez is going to give anybody that chaperones on the bus a ticket.
Yes, I don't understand why. It's getting better and better. All right, thank
that's
you.
A lot of work. It's a lot of work for $8.
It is so much fun. It is a blast. It is a lot of fun.
You start a blog on that bus.
Hey, our students were great. In 2015, our students were great. I only gritched at them a couple times.
Well, good. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Any other items?
I do not have any.
Okay. The next item on our agenda is public participation, and I'm going to read through here as we have a little more informative message now on our agenda. And I apologize, I have a mousy voice. So, all meetings of the board and board appointed committees are open to the public. In order for the board to fulfill its obligation to complete the planned agenda in an effective and efficient fashion, a maximum of 30 minutes of public participation may be permitted at each meeting. Each person addressing the board shall give his or her name and address. If several people wish to speak, each person is allotted 3 minutes until the total time of 30 minutes is used. During that period, no person may speak twice until all who desire to speak have had an opportunity to do so. Persons desiring more time should follow the procedure of the board to be placed on the regular agenda. The period of public participation may be extended by a vote of the majority of the board present and voting. Speakers are not permitted to address matters relating to individual students, personnel, or other matters made confidential by law. That said, we are open to public participation. Yes?
Tabs Adams, 15487 Calvin. Obviously, the girls' basketball team did a great job. I'd like to take a second to point out the Chippewa Junior High wrestling team won the Wayne County Wrestling League, which had not been done. They actually just dethroned the 8-year running champions from Apple Creek. And then on March 3rd, they went down to Columbus for the divisional state wrestling tournament, where they kind of run it like they do the regular wrestling tournament. You know, you got your big schools, your middle schools, your bottom, you know, your smaller mm-hmm. schools. And I believe they had 8 kids of the 13 or 14 that were allowed to participate, and they won the OAC divisional state tournament, and they'll be recognized at the OAC tournament for youth and, or for, I forget, there's a tournament this Thursday, or this Sunday that'll be recognized. And additionally, the youth team, which is not related to the school, but still a theater program for the school, they placed 5th at the same tournament for the youth program with 4 kids that showed up and represented the team. But I think it's great when we get all athletics represented up here.
Thank you.
Right, thank you. Tavis, what did you say? Which team won WCAL?
The junior high wrestling team, coached by Mr. Travis Zook. With our, you know, individual fundraiser, apparently there was some questions around getting plaques or awards, so our team is stepping up. I sent an email that Mr. Osborne, we're working with Mr. Osborne and address the team to get some sort of acknowledgement maybe at a upcoming game or event, you know, to show the guys that the team that we respect all the work they put in.
Oh, exactly. Yes, thank you.
Anyone else for public participation? Okay, we'll move on. Madam Treasurer, if you could give us an update in your report.
Yes, I just have the January end 2019 reports as posted, and have spent the past month basically cleaning up the compliance throughout the district, having a variety of issues in different places, but we're well on our way to cleaning them up. So.
Thank you for your continued efforts in that, Molly. Any other updates?
Just the resolutions to.
Okay. Okay, we'll move on. Finance recommendations by the treasurer, resolution to approve the January 19 check register, resolution to approve the January 19 receipt ledger, resolution to approve the January 19 financial summary, resolution to approve the January 19 cash reconciliation, a recommendation to adopt a resolution to accept the amounts and rates as determined by the County Budget Commission and authorizing the necessary tax levies and certifying them to the Wayne County Auditor. The attachments are with the agenda, Schedule A and Schedule B. Resolution to accept surety bond for Treasurer, CFO, a copy which is attached hereto and incorporated herein. I need a motion.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Nate?
Yes.
Roar?
Yes.
Yes.
Good.
Yeah.
Recommendations by the superintendent. We have a resolution to approve the following substitutes per board pay scale. Doug Bucarucci,
mm-hmm.
substitute mechanic, retroactive February 15th. Deborah Holcomb, substitute custodian and aide. Jackie Pettit, substitute secretary, substitute librarian and aide. I need a motion.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Brewer?
Yes.
Spin?
Yes.
Good?
Yay.
Nay?
Yes.
Resolution to approve to hire the following as game workers for the 2018-2019 school year, retroactive to 10-15-18. I'm just going to read the names. Adam Brown, Jeff Santmeyer, Brittany Atkins.
So moved.
I need a second.
Here.
Finn.
Yes.
Good.
Yay.
Maggie?
Yes.
Roar. Yes. Resolution to approve the following 2-year contracts effective 8/1/19 to 7/31/21. Salary per administrative pay scale. Jamie Zollinger, principal, Chippewa Intermediate School, and Caitlin Schrock, student services director. I need a motion.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Roll call.
Ben?
Yes.
Good?
Yay.
Roar?
Yes.
Maggie? Yes.
You want to say anything?
Yes! With our thanks. Yes.
As you get to number 5, Nick Bernallo was going to be here tonight.
Yeah.
He asked me, he goes, should I tell my wife to wait till tomorrow? And I asked why. He goes, well, she's having a baby. I said,
no.
I'm sure you can tell people to wait. And he goes, well, it was going to be a C-section. I said, no, why don't you just spend the day there? We'll catch up later. Nick comes to us from Wadsworth. He is the a social studies teacher there, very highly regarded. Through my time at Wadsworth, I had a lot of good connections there. And from the superintendent, the principal down, they just thought that he was one of their up-and-coming leaders that they had in the group. He's an assistant coach with the varsity wrestling team. He has been assistant coach in football and baseball, so he comes with a very storied background. He's a, BW grad?
I believe so.
And played college.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. He wrestled in college and played football up there. So he comes with a very good background with a variety of sports. He's a very well-liked teacher there in the building, so we were pretty happy that we came through the interviews. We had 21 people apply for the position. We chose to interview 7 based through the paper screening, and from the 7, it moved down to 3, but Nick really just separated himself. It was from the committees to by the time it got to me, I mean, he was truly the number one candidate. So we're really happy. Also, I put on there 7 transitional days. There's going to be days where we're trying to catch up from last year and moving into this year. He's going to have to learn some new processes in there, and then plus get started. With sports actually starting August 1st, he needs to be working before that. So I put on in there on his piece that he gets 7 transitional days, and if we need 5, we need 5, but it's up to 7 that we'll bring him in as needed, you know, per my recommendation, to meet with people and make sure that he's off and running. So that was included in that board thing.
Thank you for doing that.
Okay, then we do have a resolution to approve to hire Nicholas, how do you say the last name?
Rinaldo.
Yeah,
as junior senior high school athletic director assistant principal for a 2-year contract effective 8/1/19 to 7/31/21 plus 7 transitional days as assigned by the superintendent, salary per administrative pay scale. I need a motion.
Second.
Any conversation?
Can I have discussion just real quick?
Discussion? Mm-hmm.
Todd, the 7 transitional days, that's only for this year.
Only for this year.
Do we need to add that on to the resolution?
We can, but we don't, because it's per my recommendation, I mean, hiring for that. But it's for this year, but I can have that added in there.
It just reads weird if we don't put a one-time only 7-day transitional.
Well, for the 2019-20 school year.
Okay, so we have a motion then to amend the resolution to add where it says plus 7 transitional days for 2019-2020 school year as assigned by the superintendent. Do I have a motion?
He motions.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Good, Mr. Nagy. And we'll go for call.
For both the motion and the amendment?
Yes.
Correct?
Correct.
Good.
Yay.
Roar.
Yes.
Nagy.
Yes.
Fenn.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you for the clarification. Resolution to approve Patricia Barr as junior senior high school guidance secretary for the remainder of this school year effective on March 18, 2019, plus up to 5 extended days as assigned by the superintendent and 2019-2020 school year salary per OPC negotiated secretarial pay scale.
So moved.
Did you want to speak to that?
Yes. Part of what the responsibility of the guidance counselor is a lot of the scheduling, and they got to code it, and the coding goes into our EMIS system. The EMIS system is starts with the teacher, goes into a class code. From there, it goes in, and that ends up on the back end in ODE as to where we get our money from the state qualifying. Mm-hmm. And so it's a data entry at the beginning end where Mrs. Tender does it at the back end to make sure everything matches, then make sure that the money that actually comes that we get from the state actually matches up. So some of the training that she will have, she does not have knowledge of the system, is it, she will get some of the training there, and plus this how we operate it. She's moving from one department to another, so the secretary position at the school will be a little new to her. So we thought, you know, within between now and the end of the school year, if we had some flex days, we had some opportunities with her in June where there's training either from the ESC or from the state, we would put her in those trainings. So that's what the 5 days are for her. But it's only for this year. And then the contract starts August 1st next year for 1 year.
Okay, so we have a motion for this resolution by Mrs. Finn. Do we have a second?
Second.
Any discussion? Go for roll call.
Roar.
Yes.
Nagy.
Yes.
Fenn.
Yes.
Good.
Yay.
Resolution to approve the resignation of Laura Carl, Hazel Harvey cafeteria worker, effective on March 8th, 2019. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
A second?
Here.
Any discussion? Go for call.
Nagy.
Yes.
Fenn.
Yes.
Good.
Yay.
Roar.
Yes. Resolution to approve the 2019-2020 school calendar. This is the second reading. I need a motion.
So moved.
A second?
Here.
Any discussion?
Yes, I'd like to thank Mr. Osborne for getting this settled so quickly. This is my first time on the board where the school calendar has not been a kerfuffle. So it's very pleasant. And I'm looking forward to maybe next year we can look at doing a school calendar and perhaps a skeleton, you know, second and maybe third year.
I would anticipate an April meeting for the 2020-2021 calendar for the first reading. With that, first of all, I'd like to thank Carolyn Garbinski, Vicki DeAngelis, and their teams getting together and defining what were the important parts to them as workers here. The administrators then came up with testing dates and what was important to them, and then we call it the Jody Hughes Day, who came up with the idea that the day after we have the fair break for 1 day, that would be a good PD day. The teacher would be back, but the kids would actually have 2 days for the fair. I heard the Wayne County Fair people are happy about, they may have an extra day with Chippewa
with
kids,
yeah.
But that was Jody's idea. So it was. It was truly a team effort that brought
Jody
it together.
Hughes Day.
And because everybody collaborated with that, it moved pretty smoothly. We're going to meet tomorrow night, and I'll have a calendar to put in their hands to kind of go over and look through that would be similar to this one, so we're always operating on a two-year calendar.
Thank you.
I second Linda's comments as well, and do thank you. Thank you all for your cooperation. It seemed to be, from our perspective, a very cooperative and smooth process. So we'll go for a roll call.
Fenn.
Yes.
Good.
Good.
Yay.
Roar.
Yes.
Maggie.
Yes.
Resolution to approve the OSBA service agreement contract for the Ohio Policy Service OPS update in the amount of $900 for 1 year. I need a motion.
So moved.
A second?
Here.
Ben.
Any discussion? No? Go ahead. Sorry.
Ben.
Yes.
Good.
Yay.
Roar.
Yes.
Nay.
Yes.
Resolution to approve the course selection booklet for the junior senior high school. This is the second reading. I need a motion.
So moved.
I need a second.
Here.
Any discussion? We'll go for a call.
Good.
Yay.
Roar.
Yes.
Maggie.
Yes.
Ben.
Yes.
Resolution to approve the purchase of a walk-in freezer for the Chippewa Intermediate School in the amount of $39,998. I need a motion.
So moved.
I need a second.
Second.
Any discussion?
Yeah. Was there any additional that they think there might be?
There will be additional.
I'm sorry?
There will be additional because they don't know what's underneath the floor in there. So there is, they said there will be additional. That's for the installation,
right.
The freight, and the unit itself. But they said that is, there will be extra, they're sure.
Okay. So. And no idea how much?
Not until they tear into it because it's so old.
But I think we got our money's worth out of it mm-hmm. from 1974.
Will we leave the ones outside in service, or will that?
Yes, that, okay. that one outside was originally put there because this was like the hub to get all of our state
right.
food.
Right.
And now we get it all through Board of Food Service. It goes to each school.
Okay.
But when there is bigger quantities and things that you can buy more of, we do have it in there. So
that the cooler that's.
That's what they're using right
the big
now
one,
for
the
their
big
everyday.
One that's attached.
Yes.
That doesn't have a wood floor, does it? Okay. Because
no,
we had some kind of
cover.
Okay.
The one at Hazel Harvey has to be covered.
All right. So. Thank you.
Any other discussion? We'll go for a roll call.
Roar?
Yes.
Maggie?
Yes.
Ben?
Yes.
Good.
Yeah.
Recess for executive session. We're going to look for a motion to recess.
So moved.
I need a second.
Here.
So Finn moves and Good seconds the motion for the Chippewa Local School Board of Education to recess into executive session pursuant to RC 121.22G for the following purposes. Matters to be kept confidential. Upon conclusion of these executive sessions, the board president will gavel the board back into open session at this location. All matters discussed in these executive sessions are designated to the public officials and employees of confidential pursuant to RC 102.03B. Because of the status of the proceedings and or the circumstances under which the information will be received and preserving its confidentiality is necessary to the proper conduct of government business. And the time is?
6:34.
And I need a roll call.
Maggie.
Yes.
Roar.
Yes.
Ben.
Yes.
Good.
Yay.
Is it our intention to do any voting?
No,
we
have nothing to vote.
It is
on
not the board's intention to, when we come back into session, to have any new resolutions to vote on.
So go enjoy the sunshine.
Do that.
It's still cold.
Say what?
It's still cold.
I know, but mentally, it's coming. It's coming. You know.
The meeting reconvened at 8:34 p.m. Could we get a roll call?
Roar.
Yes.
Ben.
Yes.
Good.
Present.
Maggie.
Yes.
D'Angelo's still absent.
We move for adjournment. I need a motion.
So moved.
Second.
And the meeting is adjourned as of 8:34. Roll call.
Finn.
Yes.
Good.
Yay.
Maggie.
Yes.
Roar.
Yes. Thank you.